Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today the Church celebrates the solemnity of Christ the King. First reading will be taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 93. Second reading will be taken from the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, Yes, He is King. The solemnity of Christ the King is the culmination of our liturgical year. The messages of our liturgical calendar have identified Jesus as the King of Israel, the High Priest, who, in his own body, becomes the place of right praise, that is, one who recreated the world via the way of the cross. Thus, we recall today what Jesus accomplished on the cross, and what awaits us in God's kingdom, where Jesus reigns forever as King. Pope Pius XI instituted the feast of Jesus Christ as our King in 1925. In the face of our troubled 20th century, Pope Pius asked us in his encyclical Quas Primas to submit to the rulership of our Lord Jesus Christ, because in Him alone we find true peace. For Jesus is not only the head of His mystical body, the Church, but also the King of the universe. And as we read in today's first reading, on Him was conferred sovereignty, glory, and kingship, and men of all peoples, nations, and languages became His servants. Today's second reading from the book of Revelation notes that those words, the words that confirm His sovereignty and kingship, are the truth coming not from man, but from Jesus Christ Himself, who is the first witness, the Alpha and the Omega, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Thus Jesus Himself has testified that He is the beginning and end of all things. Hence, the psalmist says, the Lord's decrees alone can be trusted. Why? Because they have withstood the test of time. And they withstood the test of time because the throne of Christ, the cross, conquered all opposing forces and re-established God's kingdom, where His will is done. Thus, we follow the will of God because in Christ alone our joy and peace is found. We also find in Christ alone the truth about our existence. Who is God? Why am I here? And how do we arrive at the ultimate place of peace? Therefore, my brother, my sister, Jesus alone has answers to our quest, because He says in today's gospel, I was born for this. I came into the world for this, to bear witness to the truth. And all who are on the side of truth, listen to my voice. Jesus has said it all, my brother, my sister. If you are on the side of the truth, then follow His directives and you shall be free indeed. His truth will set you free. May His name be praised now and forevermore. And may He grant us the grace to follow Him. And may He help us to remain in His love this day, this week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. King of glory, King of peace, I will love Thee
and that love may never cease, I will move thee. Thou hast granted my request, thou hast heard me, thou didst note my working breast, thou hast spared me.